T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hand off Barkley. Runs left. He's got room. He's up to the 40, 50. It's a foot race to the Redskins 30. No one's going to catch Barkley. He raises his hand and celebrates. Touchdown, Giants. 78 yards for the rookie sensation, Saquon Barkley.
Here we go. Fourth and goal, McGuire. And he is in for the Jets. And the Jets in front with 1:17 left.
Trubisky, play action. He'll throw it to the end zone. It is caught. It's a touchdown. Bradley Sewell, the backup tackle, with a touchdown grab.
This will be a 40-yarder. He's missed a 37-yarder earlier today. Snap. Hold. He slipped. He slips. The Raiders win it. The Raiders win it. Can you believe it?
Oh, my.
The Raiders are a winner. Let the celebration begin, baby.
Daniel throws down the middle. Caught by Stills. Laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win.
Prescott and the gun. They look like they're going to blitz. Here comes everybody. Slant in the direction. Cooper caught it on the bounce. Off the defender. Cooper walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper. Cowboys win. How else would you settle this game besides the ball bouncing off a defender into Amari Cooper's hands and him walking in for the winning score? How else?
Chargers working out of the gun. Rivers, he's got the snap. He looks, he floats it, end zone, wide open. Mike Williams has got it. The Chargers are celebrating 29-28 with 4 seconds left.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
And what a group of highlights there. Of course, topped off by last night's two-point conversion for the Chargers. Of course, called brilliantly by who else?
The great
Iron Eagle, of course. And today's NFL picks brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The book at Harrah's Resort in Bally's Wild, Wild West, Atlantic City. You can wager now. By Wallhauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 800-GAMBLER. Week 15. You can't make it up. It's only 2 weeks after this left in the NFL season. We are into the Saturday games. That's how far deep into the season we are. I continued my just horrendous picking 1-2 last week for the third consecutive week. I think you were under 500 again last week as well.
Oh, yeah.
We will try to get it done this week. So take it away, bro.
Yeah, I had a 1-2 week. I lost miserably. Miserably with the Giant game. I took the 3.5 points. I needed about 80 of them if I wanted to win that one. I lost with Carolina laying 2. Boy, there's a bunch of choke artists. And I won easily with Green Bay laying the 4 against Atlanta. So it was a losing week 1-2. I am 20-22 for the season. 2 games under 500. Game number 1. Let's have a little history lesson. The New England Patriots do not lose in December. When they do, it's rare. Do they lose back-to-back games in December? In the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era since 2003, we'll start there. Remember, they missed the playoffs in 02.
Right.
Since 2003, they have lost back-to-back games in December/January.
Never.
Once.
Oh, they did.
Happened
do
one time. And it was a weird one. It actually happened to the Jets the year we thought they were going to make the playoffs in 15 before the Buffalo game. And then if you recall, the Patriots lost week 17 to the Dolphins and blew the number one seed.
Right.
Which
right,
ultimately
right,
cost
right,
them the AFC.
Right.
Very odd. Brady was getting harassed by the Dolphins that day. It looked like they kind of went into a shell and said, let's protect him. Let's run the football. That's the only time. Other than that, they don't lose back-to-back games. 60-12 in December / January?
16-12.
16-12 since 03. All right? That's number one history lesson. Number two, they don't lose to the Steelers. This Tom Brady-Ben Roethlisberger rivalry, there is no rivalry. Hammer meet nail. The number's only 2.5. And you know what else? You always talk about this happened last week and it impacts your view on a team. The fact that Brady and Belichick were that embarrassed by what happened in the Miami Miracle, I think they're going to come out. And I think they're going to destroy the Steelers. And I'm actually concerned, not really concerned for them, because I'd love to see the Steelers not win another game, let Mike Tomlin look for another job, preferably at MetLife Stadium. I think this collapse is real for the Steelers. Give me the Patriots. It's not a huge number. It's only 2.5. Ben has thrown some bad interceptions this year. He loves to blame everybody else. But Ben, meet mirror. Give me the Patriots. Game number one, they're laying 2.5. All right, game number two. I saw this number throughout the week, and I was a little confused. I said, are you telling me that Frank Clark, who's very underrated, has had a hell of a year? You tell me that he's banged up, and that's why the Seahawks are only laying 3.5 in San Francisco? What am I missing here?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's going on here?
I would agree.
Because the Niners won last week? Really? That's what we're doing because they beat the Broncos? The Seahawks right now, and this is odd.
They wiped them out in Seattle.
They did. And look, Seattle has been a very good road team since they started off the year 0-2 on the road, so it's not even that. They've also done a great job of running the ball. How about this Seattle Seahawks rushing offense, which was non-existent the last few years? It's only 3.5. Give me the Seahawks in game number two. A part of me is concerned that it's so low. Part of me is like, what's going on here? Should I take the Niners because something's happening? Give me Seattle game number two. They're laying 3.5. Game number three, this is my weekly. I really, really, really want to be wrong about this game pick. That's the Dolphins getting 7 in Minnesota against the Vikings. I am deeply concerned about what I saw last week with this Miami Miracle. I am deeply concerned this is leading to a Dolphin playoff spot. It makes no sense that this freaking football team may actually make the postseason. But more than the Dolphins, you got to be worried about the Vikings. I understand that they're trying now to flip the offensive coordinator, get the Filippo out. That's going to get the offense going. Is that really going to fix Kirk Cousins? Is that going to fix Kirk Cousins when he's on his ass this weekend because the Dolphins get a pass rush and the Viking offensive line hasn't been that good? Is that really going to save him? It's a big number, too. And that's really what I'm hooked on here. I'm hooked on getting the 7. Now, give me the loss and give me the Vikings winning by 3 touchdowns because I don't want to live in a world in which the Dolphins make the postseason. But give me Miami getting 7 in Minnesota against the Vikings in game number 3. Game 1, Patriots laying 2.5 in Pittsburgh. The Seahawks laying 3.5 in San Francisco, and the Dolphins getting a touchdown, getting 7 in Minnesota against the Vikings. Those are my picks for Week 15. Joe, take it away.
All right, I continue to have a brutal year. 1-2 for the third consecutive week. I'm 18-24 on the year. I really literally need to go 8-1 over the last 3 weeks to get over 500, so the chances are not good. I'm actually taking this week 3 road underdogs. Taking 3 road underdogs, and I'm actually picking 2 of the 3 teams I picked last week. Last week, I lost with the Eagles getting 3.5 against the Cowboys. We know how that game ended. I mean, I was up and down all over, and eventually I was down with that crazy touchdown by Cooper in overtime. I lost with the Broncos, and they also knocked me out of the knockout pool with that bad loss that they had laying points in San Francisco. And my win was with the Raiders getting 9.5, and of course, they beat the Steelers outright. So 1-2 last week, 18-24 on the year. I'm taking the Raiders again, getting 3 in Cincinnati. I just think the Raiders look alive and the Bengals look dead. I don't see how else to say it. I mean, the Raiders look like they're actually playing some football. And 2 weeks ago, they gave the Chiefs all they wanted. They lost 40-33, but they were in that game pretty much all the way and covered the number. They beat the Steelers last week, and the Bengals look done. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Andy Dalton's not even who's the quarterback? What's his name? What's the quarterback's name?
Jeff
again?
Driscoll.
Driscoll. I mean, really. So, Green is out. A.J. Green's out. Dalton's out. I just, who knows? Maybe Marvin Lewis is finally out. Who knows? I just think the Raiders look like a team that's playing, and the Bengals look like they're just on their way to the golf course. Give me the Raiders +3 in Cincinnati against the Bengals. That's game one. Game two, I'm taking the Packers getting 6 in Chicago against the Bears. The Bears all but have the division wrapped up. I guess if they win this game, it's it. They wrap up the division. You know they are anyway. The Packers are still alive. They're still at 5-7-1. They're still playing. You know, they beat up the Falcons last week in the first game without Mike McCarthy with Joe Philbin as the interim coach. And I just think the Packers, they need the game more. And you're getting six. That's a pretty big number. That's a pretty big number, getting 6 points with Aaron Rodgers in a game he has to have in a divisional game. I know it's on the road. Remember, they beat the Bears opening week with that crazy comeback when they were down 17-0 at halftime. Rodgers looked like he was done. He was injured. And he came back and they pulled the game out. Give me the Packers plus six in Chicago against the Bears. And I'm taking the Eagles again. Call me crazy. I actually feel better that Foles is playing. And you're getting 11.5 here. Now, the Rams still are playing for something, even though they've wrapped up the division. They're playing for that number one seed at 11-2. They are coming off a tough loss to the Bears in Chicago. I get all of that. But I don't know, man. That Nick Foles, there's some magic maybe there. Maybe the Foles magic does it again. Would you really be surprised? And you're getting a big number. You're getting 11.5 points. That's a big number. You know, and I know the Eagles haven't been great. They're 6-7. I get it. But that's a lot of points for the defending Super Bowl champion. And like I said, I almost feel better that Foles is playing. So give me the Eagles plus 11.5 in L.A. against the Rams. So the Beningo picks again for Week 15. Give me the Raiders plus 3 in Cincinnati. Give me the Packers plus 6 in Chicago. Give me the Eagles plus an 11.5 in L.A. against the Rams. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks Week 15 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.